Hi, everybody. Hi, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mahan. Yay, we are here. We're back. And you get the two of us tonight, meaning that you will have our craziness, the whole shebang of our craziness.
Yes, our full attention will be on pure crazy.
Yes, there will be no other person to mellow us out or make us have to follow a theme or an agenda or whatever. We love doing those shows, but we want to break in with some of these shows because we love doing these shows. It's where we can just whole shebang of our crazy.
Yes. Our whole attention will be
hold on. I've got to do some crazy things right now with trying to share this because for some reason the link I shared did not work. And I'm going to blame Mercury retrograde for that.
Are we in a Mercury retrograde?
Well, to my knowledge, we are in the shadow of the Mercury. And why we're on this show today, I think what I'll do is Google that to find out when does it actually officially start. But we are in the shadow.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because there have been
The link's not working. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well. What do you do?
We'll just do our thing then.
Yeah, do it.
Actually, this is fun. This is funny because right before coming on, I was thinking, I'm going to say, let's just do it this way. We're going to have, like, when we just talk with each other, we just call and we just talk together, or we are on Skype or Zoom each other, and we just have the wildest conversations. I was just like, why don't we do that? Yeah, I was like, why don't we just do something like that? And then this is great. Because it's kind of what we're doing.
We're just bantering until something works, right? Okay, so I am going to look up Mercury in retrograde for October of 2020. And let's see what that calendar looks like for us because, you know, we need to know.
And that's why I was wanting to get feedback on if anybody else was having some crazy, crazy things going on because we're having a lot of technology issues happening like in a lot of different arenas. And it started yesterday. Well, yesterday was the full moon. And so I thought maybe that had something to do with it, but it's like, it's more than that.
I think that's playing into it though. Don't you think?
Probably.
That full moon's kind of like, hey, let's just rattle your cage a little bit. The shadow of the Mercury, according to the calendar on this one has been going on since September 23rd and will continue on it officially starts. Let's see if they give me an official time. I think it's saying October 13th or 14th, but we are in the blue zone. They give them all these little colors. We're in the blue. We were kind of in the lighter blue. Now we're getting into a little darker shade, but it looks like it officially kicks off on the 13th and goes through to the second week of November. And then it starts to fade out. So just so everyone knows, because, you know, when we're in that Mercury retrograde, great things can happen, but you might just need to slow down, take your time, pace it, try not to get frustrated.
Yeah. And well, definitely when it's in retrograde, it usually is, you're talking about I can't see it, things like this. You can't.
Yeah, that's an example. Yeah. That was beautifully done. Bravo. Bravo.
But definitely technology. I mean, that's one of the key things, I guess you would say, you know, that's affected. So right. They're always like, yeah, just be patient. Just, just work it through.
No. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm still trying to figure out why my links aren't working if you click on the link on my page, it will take you to our live show, but apparently it doesn't just broadcast it tonight. So whatever that's about.
Okay.
So. All right. With that being said, what great things have been happening for you the last 2 weeks?
a lot of things. I mean, it's things have changed. Have you noticed? Is anything changing? I mean, just like energy wise, and it's like I've been noticing something shifting, and that's why when you said that, I'm like,
everything's
you can put a finger on, but it's like something is moving and shifting and it's like almost like quieting down and stuff until yesterday when I decided to think about adopting a dog, and they said, okay, here, take the dog and see how it fits, see how it fits in your family. So now all my quiet is kind of gone.
Well, quiet's overrated sometimes.
Yeah, I was talking to my daughter earlier, Tiffany, and she was reminding me. She goes, yeah, you're going through all the same stages I went through when I got my dog. And I was like, what am I doing? I had this nice thing. She goes, just wait it out. It'll all be fine.
Yeah, it's an adjustment. And you sit there and think, oh, my gosh, what are you going to do to my house?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is where the it becomes really cool when you pull up Google Maps. And you start to get really familiar with where is the Home Depot, the Lowe's, the Ace Hardware, the places that are going to help you through these little moments of the chewed on walls, the mm-hmm. how do you apply spackle? Oh, YouTube will show me. And you can really get familiar with all of the do-it-yourself projects. So this is going to be a great time. Welcome to the new dog. Socrates, welcome to the family. So, yeah.
I thought I heard him running. Like, his name?
Like, no, don't say his name. Oh my goodness.
Oh, yeah, it's interesting here.
Now, Socrates isn't the only one you added to the family, though.
No, like, and I thought about it last night. It was like, or maybe it was this morning. It was like how quickly I added, you know, because I had Q from the office. I added her, but that was only like 10 days ago. I'm like, and that was just starting to get into kind of, I mean, the two cats don't get along. I mean, Q is fine with Mickey, but Mickey is not okay. It's like she was highly offended that I brought this other cat in here. And now she really doesn't know what to think of me.
Right. You know? Yeah. Wait until you get the pony.
Well,
that was on the list, right?
Well, no, not a pony, but maybe I was thinking of a goat at one time.
You know, those little pygmy ones are really cute, but yeah.
Yeah, or a llama would be really neat.
Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah. So I'm getting all of these ideas of how fun it would be to create a little petting zoo on your property.
Hmm. It could be done. I mean, yeah. I have a good piece of, I'm on a lot of land, so it could be done.
Yeah. All right. So you guys heard that. We're going to start a GoFundMe and we're going to do a Julia Cannon's petting zoo.
And then you're coming here whenever I travel. When I start traveling again, you're coming and you're taking care
I'm
of
I'm going to take care of all the babies. Okay. You totally need chickens. Chickens, goats, llama, or alpaca. Whatever.
Yeah.
Alpacas are a little smaller, right?
I don't remember. Yeah, it's probably alpaca is what I want.
And, you know, maybe a miniature horse or a donkey or both. Don't worry. I got you. I got this.
I don't have that much land.
You need rabbits, but you got to be careful because rabbits make more rabbits.
Yeah, well, there's wild rabbits here.
Oh.
Yeah. We already have squirrels, birds, and rabbits. When foxes, and raccoons. Oh, and I saw a wild turkey go by, and I have deer.
Yes, perfect.
So, see, there's always already.
So there is a difference between wildlife safari and petting zoo.
Petting zoo. Okay.
Don't you pet know, the raccoon. You know, that could be bad.
That's true. But you could sit in the chair and watch them walk by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mountain lions.
We have, what is it? There's something here. A bobcat. We have bobcat.
Hmm, nice. Okay, now we're losing the audience at this point.
I know. I'm like, we need to talk about something else. I've also seen a bear up here, but you know, that's.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm going to say hi to Pam and Kelly. They're in the chat room.
They're like, yeah, we're going to say bye.
They're staying in there with us. They're hanging in there. I don't think my links for sharing this are working, so I don't know. I'm going to, yeah. They changed the way that you share it. Have you noticed that?
No, I haven't.
I'm going to try that. On my page, it's shared like 3 times now, so we'll see if that ever shows up, actually.
Okay. So I want to talk. What I want to talk about is you were supposed to go to Mount Shasta. Now you didn't, but I would like to know what was going to happen and what would have happened if you would have gone to Mount Shasta.
Interesting. So timeline jump. Oh. Yeah. Well, what did happen is I still went to California. We just canceled the trip because we decided being at the top of a mountain surrounded by trees when all the wildfires were going on, maybe not the best idea. Mm-hmm. So I'm on the airplane and I'm watching my little Netflix on my phone, right? I'm like, hey, this is, and I'm really involved in that and dedicated and ready to watch the next episode that rolls up. And all of a sudden I hear, look out your window. And so I looked out the window and, I'm going to see if I can share this with you because, you know, that's what I do. But I looked out the window and here's this giant mountain, right? This mountain, and I'm sitting there. And at that point, I'm not sure because in Portland, you fly over Mount Hood. And I don't think we fly over Mount Adams or anything, but there's a lot of mountains to fly over. And so I wasn't quite sure what I was seeing. Oh, that's not the right one. But I'm telling you, it was amazing because it had been really cloudy. Like you could look out and it's just all white. And I even thought, well, maybe I'll see orange clouds from all the fire and smoke and stuff. Mm-hmm. No, this. So let me see if I can get this to share. That is what I saw. I saw, can you see that?
It doesn't even look real.
No. And all the clouds, look at how they all just cleared away so I could see the mountain. And so if you're not seeing the video version of this, it's an aerial shot of Mount Shasta, which as I looked at it later and could actually look at it a little better, I could see that it was indeed Mount Shasta that I was looking at. So that was really cool to me that, you know, here I am and all of a sudden I'm getting this really strong push to look out the window of the airplane. Yeah. And there's the mountain, you know, and it's like, wow. And it literally, I can't hardly describe how it just, the clouds were clear all the way around the mountain, but then it was clouds everywhere else. As soon as we passed by, boom, clouds. Couldn't see the ground anymore. It was all clouds again.
Okay. So. I'm getting something from that. Did you get anything? Did you notice anything? Did you pick up anything? Because I'm sensing that something happened.
Oh, I didn't. But other than I was really pulled to it and I could feel that there was a lot of energy there. For that particular moment, no, I was just more into the, oh, I got to get pictures of this. I can't believe that you can see the mountain. At the time, I wasn't thinking it was Mount Shasta. Right. And for just telling you that part of the story makes me realize that I had no concept of time because in my mind, it could have been Mount Hood, which would have been really early in the flight. And this was later in the flight. So, you know, a little bit of the, you know, went right over my head that this is Mount Shasta. So, yeah, so I didn't put anything together with it at the time, but I would love to know what your hit is.
Well, just now, because I'm like, okay, what was it? I was saying when you looked at that picture. So everybody who looks at that, they're going to get the very same thing because I got something. It was like this whole big heart energy came. And so a big connection and everything. So I think, and you would have gotten the same thing. Something happened. It's like, I don't know if it was a download. I don't know. It was something.
Something energetically did happen. And so so even though we didn't get to go do our little girls retreat up in the hills and have the view of the mountain and do our sky watch that we were planning to do, we still ended up in Mount Shasta. So long story short, loaded up a U-Haul and drove it to Oregon. Okay. We had to go through Mount Shasta. So we stopped there for lunch and got the energy of the mountain. Yeah. And then when we were driving away, I'm going to share another picture. This is one of the pictures that I got. And when I took that picture, I could just feel all this energy coming into the heart chakra.
I can feel it right now. It's like the heart and the throat. Yeah. So it's interesting that it's this whole section for me.
Yeah. It was definitely a powerful energy. And then I didn't even realize we were doing this. Never really put the math together as far as the calendar went. All of the pictures on Facebook that were showing up from 1 year ago was our Mount Shasta trip. and the reunion with QHHT.
Wow.
So definitely there was some energy calling us back, and it was not going to let us say no, because we ended up there. And I said, that was powerful, because we had canceled that trip. And don't you guys love how I tell a story? And after I landed, it was smoky skies, both Portland, Oregon areas. We had fires. California has fires. They're still on fire. And when I got off the airplane, we're driving back and we're looking up going, is that blue skies? And by the time we kind of got back to the house and unloaded luggage and we went outside, we're like, there's blue skies. And so, you know how with COVID, you can't eat inside anywhere. So you've got to go sit outside. So we were able to go out to eat and actually enjoy sitting outside. Mm-hmm. I was there about a little over almost 2 weeks. And the whole time, beautiful, clear skies. I left, the fire started again. So I was like, sorry, guys.
No, I can only hold it so long.
I really don't think it had anything to do with me, but you know, the timing was good.
Interesting.
It was interesting.
No, but I think we do need to pay attention to that. So there's, you know, so many times I go, oh, you know, have nothing, but the fact that you noticed it, that you were aware of it, that means something right there. You noticed that was happening. That's telling that you did have some kind of an influence. We'll put it that way.
Okay.
Because other people need to realize their own influence on things. And so it's a matter of, if you notice something, then that was because you needed to notice it. You needed to know that you have that ability.
Yeah. So clear the skies. Mm-hmm. I want to clear it for everybody, not just in the area I'm sitting in. So let's just clear the skies.
I think it just happened naturally there, because that was just maybe what you carried around with you.
It was pretty cool. And yeah, it was very noticeable, because air quality had been bad and we were planning on just hunkering in and doing what we could around, mm-hmm. you know, the conditions. And we were able to go out and venture out and do things. So it was good. Yeah. So that was my Mount Shasta experience. I did end up there in the town of Mount Shasta. We had lunch. We went to that little Mexican restaurant that we frequented last year. The one where they have the big family picture up on the wall, and real friendly people. And we were able to sit inside because they had enough seating to scatter us out.
Okay, was it the one, the really big one, had all that room inside? Okay.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't recall it as a Mexican restaurant, but it probably was.
Well, I had a taco really salad, so.
Okay. Did it have the really good desserts? Is that that place?
We didn't have dessert, but possibly.
But is that the same place?
The one with the carrot cake, is that what you're talking about? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was Sparky's or something like that. That was a different place. Like Italian food.
This Mexican place. Oh, God. Where was that?
Well, while Julia's thinking about the Mexican food place, I'm going to keep talking. Oh, yeah, it was the one that I think we went there when we had a large group, and they lined us up in a special little back room with a bunch of tables. And okay, well, that's all right.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, got it.
I remember, yes.
All caught up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very nice, yes.
We wanted to go to, I think it is Sparky's is what it's called, but we wanted to go there for the carrot cake, but they were closed. COVID closed.
Oh.
Not even curbside. We would have taken it to go. We were deprived of the carrot cake.
Very good carrot cake.
Okay. I got to know who is tapping me on the back of the head, because I keep getting this tickle. So what do you get with that?
They say, you know, whatever you were thinking is it.
I was thinking it was the inner earth people of Mount Shasta.
Oh, okay. There you go. Okay. So what do we need to know about that? We're just going to let you just keep on going here. What do we need to know about that? They're tapping for some reason.
They're tapping. Let me tap into them. Mm-hmm. What do you guys want us to know for the show today? We've got like 6 listeners that are still patiently on board with us.
Bless your hearts. Thank you.
I wish the links would work, but it is exactly what it needs to be, right? Yeah. And so that's okay. We're going to go with it. Oh, we're up to 9. So yeah, we need to boost this, share this around. If anybody of the 9 that are watching, share it. But anyways, okay. What are the inner earth groups, the TELUS groups, wanting us to know? There's something to do with the ley lines that are going on right now, movement in the earth. There's a lot of energy being played out. A lot of people are, well, and that makes sense because a lot of us are playing things out. And astrologically, I believe September and October were both going to surface things up for us to look at our relationships, to look at our friendships, to look at our home life. And it's just really saying, hey, let's come to the surface with whatever's left here to deal with and clean things up. This is kind of home as well, because this is Earth, right? So it's bringing things up that we need to look at for Earth. Okay. Anything else that you guys would like us to know?
Yeah, I feel like there's more.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Jump in at any time.
No, I love this. I have it.
Giving me the look. Like it. Bring in a little bit more, will you? Okay. So I'm open to them bringing in a message. Let me just see what I can get with that. I'm hearing it like tables are turned. So I want to know, what does that mean? The tables are turned. Okay. It's kind of like we've been on this uphill climb and now things are going to start smoothing out and getting easier, getting a little better. So I think when 2021 hits, we're going to hit some different energy. We're going to, you know, it's not to say that struggles are over. It's not going to be like, you know, it's smooth sailing from here on out kind of stuff, but we're going to see, and I'm sure, let me go just a half an ounce of political after the elections, and that's all we're going to say, that things are going to find their, settle back into whatever, new normal, whatever we want to call it. But it feels like the tables will turn, things will shift, something better's coming, doors are going to open. But yeah, so we could do it that way. Yeah, do you get anything on that? I'm getting out the cards.
I think you should. I've been wanting you to, because I saw you had them earlier. I was like, you're going to be doing that.
I just, you know, they sit in front of me and I don't even think about it. I grab them and shuffle them. And so then I realized I was doing that. Probably a nervous habit. You make me nervous. And
I have that effect.
Oh, this is interesting. Okay. So, wow.
Now, you guys, you got to know, this is really what we do.
Yeah. You guys are on, this is like a private phone call with Julia and Tracy. Interesting jumper card. Okay. So, do you want me to show the cards?
Sure.
Okay. This is going to take me doing a little bit of a fancy rotation here so you guys can actually see them when I go to move my camera. I'm lining them up all pretty. Okay, so I didn't ask anything official. I'm just going to say what comes to mind. And get ready. Here we go. I got to see if I can get that camera to stick there. Okay. So here we go. We've got, this is about our pain. This is about our hurts, our sorrows, things that are, if you look real close, her hand is bleeding from the thorns, from the roses.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So she's still healing from something. And that could be all of us. It could be Mother Earth. We're still healing from something. But then poof, look at this. We've got Fortune Fairy. We've got Seeds Are Planted. We got Wish Upon a Star. And then just hold on and watch. So even though something is healing, and this could be very metaphorical for the planet, or it can be very individualized, we're all healing something. And that's what September, October is about. And we're going into the Mercury retrograde. It's going to help us just sit with it, right? So we're healing this baby. But while we're in this energy of healing, why not make a wish? Why not think about what it is we want? And when we do that, that's when we plant the seeds. And then we can start watching that grow. So something new is going to be birthed out of this pain. And so we've got plant the seeds, but we also got wish upon a star. So why not wish upon that star? And we're going to do that too. Now, the way I read this one, I just love this little owl that sits up here in the corner. It tells me that we're going to be able to see even in the darkness. We're going to be able to see through whatever is. Here's something else that they're pointing out to me. There's also a bunch of feathers that are, these are feathers that you see floating down. Feathers are often signs of loved ones being around us, that type of thing. Spirit is around us. So when we think about being able to see things even through the darkness, you know, through these times, when we're in the pain, we're still going to be able to see through that. We're going to be able to see that there is something worth going through that pain for. But we're also being told that we're surrounded by our loved ones, by our guides, by everything that, you know, the spiritual teams that are around us. Okay, so then we get to this guy down here, and we're going to come out stronger. We're coming out stronger with this, and we planned this. This is destiny. This is something that we put together for ourselves. So it's making us stronger. Now, this is the Lover's card, which could mean romance will enhance, something like that could happen. But if that's not something that resonates with you, particularly in this situation, then look at the Lover's card like whatever this change brings, you're going to love it and you're going to feel safe. This card is, you know, look at little mama skunk here, whatever badger she is. Her babies are safe. She's protecting them. They're safe. And then we got a little Stonehenge type thing going on here. So, you know, in all time, all space, little portal thing going on, something that represents this is, this could be past lives. It could be ancient. It could be something really big that you're bringing in from alternate realities. You name it. We got a big thing going on here, and you're going to love the outcome. You're going to feel safe, and then you're going to start a whole new beginning. So you have something new to look forward to. How about that?
Wonderful.
Okay. See, that wasn't too hard. Now your turn. Let it happen. Just let it flow. It's okay.
Well, we'll just start talking and that one.
That'll bring it in. Okay, so what is, as you're looking at this big shift that's going to happen, and I think it's happening for everybody. You know, a lot of people are looking at, and I can't remember what it's called because I wasn't prepared to talk about it tonight, but something shifts on December 20th, somewhere around there. There's a big astrological thing, and I also think that might be the winter solstice.
The 2020, somewhere. That would
somewhere
be
around there, but I think there's also a big astrological thing that everybody's like, what's happening on the 20th? And I don't know.
I did see something, but it wasn't enough for me to look into it or anything. It was just something, but nothing got my attention about it for whatever reason. That's interesting.
Because you're already there. You're already in the magic of it all.
Okay.
You're creating your reality every moment. So, and you're aware of that. And so I think that's probably a big shift for a lot of people is they're going to become very aware of the instant manifestation of their thoughts, of their, oh my gosh, how many times I've said something and then boom, it happens. And I'm like, I got to be careful because this is actually happening and showing up.
Yeah.
And my little smart ass remarks can come bite me in the little smart ass if I don't watch what I'm saying. So, but yeah, manifesting is happening very fast. And so being very careful with what we're saying when we're saying, thinking even.
Right. Even what we're I know thinking. We have some, do we still have anybody in our?
We're up to 12 people.
All right.
Awesome.
I would like to get some of their input, you know, on what they're experiencing, if they're noticing anything along these lines. And like you're saying, the instant manifestation. I mean, because we've been talking about it for so long.
Solar flash is coming on the 21st. Thank you, Craig.
Solar flash. Okay, so what is that? I mean, I know about solar flares, but what's a solar flash?
Deborah said it's Jupiter and Saturn move into Aquarius. So, see, we didn't need to know because our amazing audience knows.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You guys are awesome.
And that's, so I'd like to know, too, if you're noticing anything. Because this has been, it's like a quickening. Like, things have been getting faster and faster between thinking or saying something and then seeing it manifest. And it's like it's getting closer and closer and closer. And, like, so you say, it's like it's just instantaneous. And that's where then we know, okay, yes, we are doing this. We know for sure we're doing this, and we better be careful what we're saying, we're thinking, and things like that.
Yeah. And, you know, we've been preaching this for a long time. You know, you are creating your reality. Watch your thoughts.
Yeah.
Focus on what you desire. Even that reading we just did was saying, heal those pains, plant the seeds of what you want, wish upon a star. It's all right there. Even in the dark times, you'll be able to see through that to something brighter, a new beginning is coming. So for everyone, that's probably going to look different. And then maybe there will be a nice global new beginning for all of us that we're all just going to be so excited about.
Yeah, actually what they're saying, I knew if you talked long enough, they'd come in, okay? They're saying it's not, maybe there will be a new beginning. It's like, it's your creation. What do you want it to be?
Yeah.
They keep pushing it back on us. Yeah, they constantly keep pushing our responsibility. There's nobody's going to come save us. Nobody's going to come. It's like maybe, if, you know, if we wish, maybe something will happen. The wish that it's talking about is our thoughts and our, you know, that's what we're putting out. We're laying out there. This is what I would like. This is what, that's a wish, you know. And then
it really is.
Yeah, and then that's creating. Like you said, that's because you had the two wish cards there and you said the one was the manifestation. So that's exactly what it is. You are putting out your wishes, your desires. That's why, and you're the one that's in control of that.
Yeah, and so we've got, even though we're not having our usual audience tonight, we're having an amazing chat in here, and everybody's very much energy from the central sun. Of course, that's going to be big. That's going to be a big boost.
Oh, that's what the solar flash is?
Yeah, so...
I love it.
And Amanda's saying, even the non-believers noticing energy and saying very metaphysical things. I'm noticing that too. That's so cool. Yeah, it's such a big shift with all of that. I am trying to read through all of these with you guys, but now they're just all popping in there with all their good stuff. You guys are awesome. So one of the things that does kind of bring me back to, though, and I just went through it the last 2 days, with that full moon. We had that full moon on the first.
It hit me with
all the information that was coming in for me at the same time around things going on with my family and stuff. It really hit me hard, and I was just really feeling it and just feeling sunk, you know. And I woke, or last night I was sitting there thinking, what am I doing? So this is day two, or well, day one and a half of feeling this way. And last night I was sitting there going, what am I doing? I know better. I know I can choose to be happy, and I know I can choose to change the way this is going, mm-hmm. or change the energy around it, and it'll have a better outcome. Yeah. And so I started doing that today. I woke up in a much better place, feeling much better, more optimistic, and kind of bouncing back from that. But we do need to remember that. And we are going to get sucker punched with some of the energy going on, that it is going to sneak up on us, and it is going to kind of go, oh, you think things are going good here? And they're going to try and pull us down, right? So as a collective, we got to keep reminding each other, make the choice to be happy, make a choice to find your joy, make that choice to change what you're thinking about create something new.
Is we influence the energy. The energy doesn't,
yes.
We don't have to let it be the other way, where we allow the energy to just do whatever we want. You know, whatever it wants, whatever. It's energy. And remember, that's one of our major things that we're here to learn, is how to manipulate energy. So that's what they're reinforcing, is we influence the energy. So that's what you're saying, by how we choose to work with it, what we want to do with it. That's where we are influencing it. We are manipulating it. It's not manipulating us. But it could go the other way if we allow it to.
Yeah.
We just, okay, I don't know.
Which is still us doing it, right? Because we're allowing it. So it still falls on us.
Exactly. That's why I keep preaching that. That's what I got.
Wait, do that again. That was a good one. Now, who's in control? You or the energy?
Me.
And the answer is always you.
Always me. That's me wanting. Don't you get it?
Exactly. So, yeah. Now,
I can only do that because I have gone through all of this too. You know, I mean, it's not like like any mm-hmm. of us. I mean, that's, we all go through this. Nobody's immune to it. We all are going through the same thing. And the, you know, it's, we may take different paths along this journey, but we're all going through it.
Different paths along this journey. Kind of reminds me of a year ago. When we were taking a journey down Stone Mountain, mm-hmm. and you know, Arun posted those pictures to, I think it was today.
Oh my gosh.
Was that a year ago today? Or
might be, because it was right after Mount Shasta.
It sure was. Yeah, why don't you recap that journey? It was so metaphorical. And
And she wants me to do this because she had such a, she really likes to go, I told you.
I'm gonna write it out on a piece of paper and just hold it up. Mm-hmm. Told you so. No, yeah, I never do that.
Oh, no, no. No, it was so funny. It's like, why didn't you tell me? I did. I was there telling
Don't
you.
Don't ask a tired, grumpy person. Why didn't you tell me that when they were trying? Anyway.
It was trying. It was so funny because, you know, if you are not ready or whatever, if you have chosen the experience, you're not going to notice anything else trying to guide you in a better way, apparently, because that's what I did. So just to recap it, we were on Stone Mountain doing a ceremony up there, and we did it. We left it just as it was starting to, it was after dusk.
The sun was setting. It was dusk.
Yeah, the sun was setting, and seeing their sky train stopped doing their thing about an hour earlier.
We should also preface that we were told that the concessions would be open up at the top. And so nobody brought but water with them. We were all going to get some refreshments up there, get hydrated, do the ceremony.
Nothing on the bottom. I mean, it was, they were doing inventory that day. So they closed all of their shops.
Yeah.
And then we were told it would be up on the top. I guess we'll tell the whole story.
Yeah. So nothing was open up there. So everyone's dehydrated. This is the beginning of it. We're all a little dehydrated. See, it's making you thirsty right now talking about it. But yeah, we were all dying of thirst. Like, and I think a couple of them talked one of the people into getting them at least cups of water. But, you know, there was a lot of us up there. So they weren't going to get us all a cup of water. But yeah, so that's how we started Stone Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Hot, tired, sweaty, dehydrated. Let's do this journey.
Yeah, so we did our ceremony and had all that fun experience. And then, and so now it's time to leave. And we were told, okay, it's a real easy, there's different ways off the mountain, but it's real easy. You can take this path down in half an hour.
Right.
Okay, well, we can do that. And we just had to be sure we're leaving before it got dark because there's no lights. And so we're like, okay, the sun is starting to set. We need to get off this mountain. And it actually was still light whenever we started. But pretty soon, I mean, we're going down the mountain, and it's like there's all these little marks, like a white trail, a blue trail, or whatever. I mean, there's all these different colored trails, or maybe a yellow trail, I don't know. And somebody had said, well, they tried some different ones, and they said this one was the best, or they said follow this one, whatever.
Yeah.
And one of them, I remember looking at it, and it looked like it just dropped off the cliff, and I'm like, well, how was that? Maybe that's the shortest. You just fall.
Yeah. That was the short route. You just jump. And it takes you to the parking lot. But no, you guys were all doing, I think you were doing the animal. Oh, no, you were taking the picture. You were taking the big group picture. And I had walked up to somebody that had just come up the mountain through the walking path. And I said, okay, see that group of people over there? And they're like, yeah. I said, they all got to walk down this hill. What's the best way to go? And he said, follow this line to the gravel path and then turn left and follow that gravel path all the way down, and it'll take you to the parking lot. That's where I had left off with. We were trying to find that gravel path.
She had information that nobody else had.
Yeah.
She had a knowing. And that's probably right there. See, I don't know if you ever told me that much information before.
I did, but... It's okay. We'll talk about that later.
Maybe it's still me blocking.
We're going to talk about balancing the friendship where we both listen.
So anyway, we're starting down the mountain. We were following the line. We did. I mean, gosh,
you're following a line. Yeah.
We followed a line. I don't know if it was the line.
And we found the gravel path.
We did find the gravel path. And then we lost the gravel path, or I did. And Tracy said she was, after we were over the whole thing, maybe we should go ahead and tell the whole story and then we'll come back to what you were saying. So we found the gravel path. It's like, oh my gosh, this is so wonderful. Yes, now we can get down this thing, because the parts before that were really steep and hard.
Slippery.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Really bad. And so we're like, oh yes, now we can get down this thing.
It's like a limestone mountain, right? And so, yeah, there was some really smooth spots that were like pretty steep.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
We had to kind of walk sideways down and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. so now we're, and so we go a little ways on that gravel path, and all of a sudden the gravel path disappeared. And, you know, it's like, and actually, I didn't even realize it had disappeared until we were going off on this other thing. I'm like, what happened to our gravel path? And at that point, now we're in what appears to be a waterfall bed. I mean,
that's a great way to describe it.
Because it's going like this. And it's just rocks, and you have to kind of cascade your way down. It didn't have water in it, but it was tough. We had to go down. We were in threes, and it took everybody was in these groups, mm-hmm. having to help each other down. And it was getting darker and darker, and it actually got dark. We had flashlights. We had our phones as flashlights, and trying to work our way down. We get down. And then there are still, I think it took us an hour and a half to get off of there.
It, sweat, tears, and yeah, probably at least an hour and a half.
And then there were still people up there. And so I think you and Kaya and Chris.
Chris. And, mm-hmm. and I can't remember the other gal's name, but yeah, there was a couple of us that went back.
Yep. Went back to find the rest of the people, because our bus driver's like, there's like a lot of people still not here.
Our bus driver rocked. That was an awesome driver.
Yes, yeah. He did. He was really looking out for everybody. I was just so thankful to get off of that thing, off of that mountain. but bless their hearts, they had to go back up there and find people.
I was grateful for the drinking fountain that was sitting right there at the base of that. Okay, so now I'm going to go. We're going to rewind back to where we lose the gravel.
Yeah, because this was later. Later, we got back to the hotel and
collapsed a little.
Collapsed on the floor. I am anyway.
And that's when Julia divulged that we were on a filming of Survivor.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, but that's when I started recounting. I'm like, what on earth? Because I remember thinking, this is ridiculous to have this as a path off of this mountain. That's not right. You know, you have people, you have tourists walking this thing. That's not right. And what happened to the 30-minute easy path, you know? And so we're kind of recapping, re-going over this, and I'm like, I don't understand. We had that gravel path, and then it disappeared. I don't know what happened. And Tracy's like, it didn't disappear. I was telling you, come on this way. It goes over. I'm like,
you and Chris took off, and I was like, where are you guys going? We need to stay on the path. And they were like, well, it looks like everybody's going this way. And so they took off and they went the direction everybody was coming down off of that mountain and going forward onto that thing. They had to cross the gravel path to keep going. But what happened was there was a tree that had grown there. And
we analyzed this.
And we did. I even pulled it up on Google Maps and said, see this tree that was sitting there? And you just kind of had to go around it to stay on the path. But I was seeing that it went around, but you guys were like, it just ends. And you took off, and they took off. And so the little voice in my head said, stay with Julia. Otherwise I would have been walking by myself down a gravel path, which that's not smart either. So, so I just stayed with the group and went with you guys, but you guys had taken off. I kept going, you guys, it's over here. We need to stay on the path.
And she said, I don't know why you didn't listen. I never heard you.
She didn't hear me. Yeah. It was.
See how many, reason we're telling the story again, because we said many paths on your journey. But what this is, there were so many things I learned from this little adventure. And then hearing it again, it's like it's coming out again. One, you said, we're like everybody else is going that way. I mean, that's a sheeple attitude. We're following everybody else. Mm-hmm. The smooth and easy path. Nobody was taking. It was like it was right there. So it's a matter of paying attention to your guides.
Yeah.
Trying to like, hey, pay attention, listen, know that know when you're off track. When it gets like that, you're off course.
Yeah. And it was a treacherous, especially once that night hit, you know, and it was dark and we were trying to navigate with flashlights and cell phones, and my cell phone was dead. Luckily Chris had a flashlight, or no, somebody gave us one. It wasn't even, I can't remember, but your phone was still charged up. So we used your phone. We used the flashlight. People were having a hard time keeping upright because there were spots with loose gravel. There were spots with, it was so smooth and steep, and they even put rails to hang on to when we were going down that one part there. And it was intense.
It was intense.
Yeah.
But it's such a wonderful metaphor.
It was. It's kind of like a trust fall too, because we had to trust each other to get each other down that hill.
Mm-hmm. We really did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we will always remember that. It's like, it was this huge bond was made there in each of the groups, you know?
Yeah. And there was, one of the practitioners had vision things going on too, I think. She had a bit of blindness going on. And so somebody actually had to bring her all the way down, you know, stay by her side and tell her where to put her foot and everything.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. 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 Wow.
So, yeah, there were some pretty intense versions of it, but they made it down in a pretty timely manner. No, they did pretty good. And then there was Kaya, who was like, here, give me all these bags of things that need to come down. And he's like trotting down that.
I think he found the gravel path and made it down that way. I really do, because he got down there in no time.
He did. Mm-hmm. But, you know, yeah. And here's the other thing that was kind of funny to watch, is the locals were using that hill as a training program. You know, these athletes were just running up that hill, and
we're all just down,
and we're all and so for somebody that has done this hill before, they knew what they were doing. And even at night they were doing that.
Yeah.
They had the little headlamps on their heads, and they were still running up that thing. And it's like, how do they know their footing up here? So
if you want a good workout, that's a great place to go do it.
Apparently so, yeah. And that night.
Yeah. I think they just want a more challenge. Oh, I know this thing. I can do it in my sleep, so I'll just do it at night.
Yeah. It makes you wonder what they were thinking about us, who were clinging to everything. And
maybe that's why they did it.
curled up in the fetal position, rocking and crying.
Yeah, maybe that's why they were doing it, was so that, you know, I don't know, either they are kind of showing off to the tourists or to give us hope. You can do this. See, if we can run up, you can walk, crawl down.
Right, yeah. And, you know, I tend to be a sweater. I'm just saying. I get a little bit hot, and it's like a fountain going on over here. And I was like, man, I've got to be like 10 pounds lighter. When I get home, I'm going to have lost all this weight just from that mountain alone. But you know what? I think we did a chocolate cake chaser, and it kind of balanced it out.
We did something.
So it didn't work out for me that way. But it was just something like that. I think maybe it had triple chocolate in the title. But anyways, it was a reward for survival, and we deserved it.
We deserved it, absolutely.
Yeah.
We did survive. But what we took from that was that there's always a smoother path. That's what I took immediately from it, is because I had another experience in Gibraltar, like just a few weeks before that.
Yeah.
And, or maybe that was before Mount Shasta, but anyway, and it was a similar thing where treacherous way down, and finding, then we got down, they said, oh, we took the wrong path. There was this real easy one that everybody else uses. It's like, and then when this happened there on Stone Mountain, I'm like, okay. They're really there's, you know, maybe, and it maybe isn't that there's always a smoother one, but it's that if it gets that rocky and treacherous and where it's like, it's really hard, then maybe it's not the right one.
Yeah. Well, and we can look at that tree being in the way too. So the easy path wasn't so obvious. We had to look for it.
Yeah.
And because we were seeing what everybody else was doing, we didn't take the time to look for it. We just, everybody's going this way. Let's go this way.
Exactly. So, and that stone path was the most, I mean, That seems like it'd be so logical to just keep following it.
Yeah. So.
All right. So much in there. Because how many times are we on smooth paths and then we stop going that way and we do something very difficult, very challenging, and we're like, why? What? Why is this happening? Well, it's just because we just stopped following this one.
Yeah.
You know, for whatever reason, maybe we didn't see it, but, or we didn't look for it, but it didn't stop. Like you said, I mean, I don't know that any of us ever thought, oh, it stopped. We got to go there. All of a sudden we were just off over here. Well, where did the smooth one go? That was my thought.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, it was Chris's too. Cause I remember she was looking for it. She goes, well, maybe it turned over here, and she was off in another direction with her little flashlight, trying to figure out where's the gravel path. And then, you know, by that time we're 20, 30 feet into it and committed. We're committed. Nobody's turning around going back up a hill.
But the interesting thing though, and this is what we kept, I mean, we made so many analogies out of this.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Was, it was really cool. But the interesting thing is all of the paths, that gravel one and this one, they all came to the same place, you know, at the really, really close to the bottom of the hill. Yes. So that's what many paths on your journey, and but usually the same destination.
Kelly's gonna get the listener of the day with her comment of chocolate is always a good thing. Yep.
Yes, yes, yes. And double chocolate's even better. And triple chocolate.
Triple chocolate. Fudge chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. Yeah. If I remember right, it was good. So exactly. All right. So yeah, we learned a lot from that. We're going down the smooth path now. And we, I'm just making sure you still have me because our video just totally left the BBS radio station on my other screen.
Okay.
Anyways, for whatever reason, they don't want people to listen to us on Facebook tonight, but that's so okay.
Cool. Yeah. Something's going on. Again, it's that technology stuff.
Yep. It's just, we brought up Mercury retrograde and here we are experiencing it, and we're going to take the smooth path and just laugh instead of stressing about it. So yes.
Okay. If there's it, they want you, cause I'm looking at our time. They're saying you pull one card.
Which deck? One, two, or three?
One.
So we're going to go from this beautiful deck of cards, the Vintage Wisdom Oracle cards.
Was that the same one you were just using or different?
This is different. Okay, so we want to know, what is it that, as a collective, we need to know from our little Vintage Wisdom cards? Wisdom. Do we want to stay? Well, that's what we gained from that journey, right? We gained a lot of wisdom.
A lot of wisdom. And I guess that's why, you know, that's why we needed to share it again so that, you know, you can take what you need to from that. But I bet, and if you would share in here, I bet you've had similar situations that if you got an epiphany or something like that, please share it, you know, like from your journey or whatever happened.
What's that one? This one's awakening.
Ah, nice.
Wisdom and awakening. So we'll go with those.
Yeah.
We'll hold on to that. But yeah.
Yeah, that's because, and that's all it is. It's just noticing it. But see, we're always, our guides are always talking to us. So they're always going to be showing us things and things like that. So it's like, learn from the experience, every experience that happens. So it's, don't just look at it as it's like something that, oh my gosh, it was horrible. Let's see what it was trying to teach. Because that one was, I mean, we were really having a hard time with that journey.
Oh,
until
yeah.
After we got back and we started reflecting back on it, it's like, oh my gosh.
But part of the reflection,
was huge.
It was huge. It was a lot of epiphanies, aha, whatever you want to call it. But the biggest takeaway from that was everybody coming together, helping each other down that hill. You know, the ones that were more athletic helped the ones that were less athletic. You know, there were some big step downs from these rocks that we'd have to, you know, one of us would jump down to the next level and then help the others down. And people ahead of us were helping us down. So then we could help the next people down. Yeah. And everybody worked flawlessly to get down the hill.
It took a village.
It took a village. And mainly because it was dark out. But, you know, hey, what was one of those cards? Being able to see in the darkness.
That's true.
And that's kind of, you know, we lived it as we were moving down that hill. Things were hard, but we made it even though we couldn't see what was coming up in front of us.
You're hearing faith. So that's kind of, you know, walking in faith. It's walking in the dark, you know, seeing in the dark. It's, you keep moving, whether you, you know, even though it's hard, even though you don't know what's ahead, you don't know. So it's tying in some of the other ones, because you made a wish, you put it out there, and now you're just going to walk. You're going to go on your path.
Yeah. We are the champions. And in my time, it is 5:55. And so that's, again, big change. Buckle up. The shift is coming. One of the things that I got today for, and it just left my head. It was so weird. I'm going to try and recapture that, because it was about new earth and shifting and moving in that direction. You know, we, as we've talked about before, we talk a lot about the 5D earth and the new earth, because your mom's books are all about that stuff. And for a lot of people, we're already there. And, you know, I had a client today, she walked in the room, she goes, I feel like I live in 5D all the time. She's just bubbly and up and really enjoying it. And we do want to remind everybody, we are creating that reality. Yes. And we are creating our joy. Just like I had to realize that last night. It's like, what am I doing? I know I can choose a better energy around this. I get to choose. Mm-hmm. I'm making a decision to be sad right now. Why don't I make a decision to be happy and to see the bigger picture that's going on here?
Absolutely.
And so
Saying again, as you were saying that, and seeing it just dropped out of me too. I wanted to say it before I forgot, and now it's okay.
Like, wrap it up.
It goes back to the same thing we've been saying, and just kind of saying what you just said in a little bit slightly different, you know, it's just, but really it's the same thing. But it's, again, it's not letting it, it's not happening to us. This shift, all these things, it's not happening to us. We are it.
Yes.
We are the shift that we are looking for. So that's when you're saying, it's like, I have the power, I have the ability to choose how I want it to be. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Because we are the shift. It's not this big event that's just going to happen. It's not anything like that. It's us. It's us shifting.
Yeah.
Us understanding.
Very powerful understanding. Yeah. And when everybody gets on board with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of the other realizations that was coming through was, you know, people tend to get worried about this collective consciousness idea, that they're afraid that they're going to lose their individuality with collective consciousness. Mm-hmm. And the message over and over and over again is, you got that backwards. You already don't have your individuality because you're trying to conform so everybody will like you, because you miss the collective consciousness. And so you're trying to be what society tells you to be, what your parents tell you to be, what your best friend's telling you to be, what everybody else is telling you to be. Mm-hmm. And you're not being in your true authentic self. When we become collective consciousness, there are no secrets, which means you get to be your complete, authentic, and true self, because people will know when you're not. It will come through in your vibration.
And you can see that already. I mean, you can tell.
It's happening. Yeah.
That's why it's hard for some of the things that go on now, like they've always gone on, it's hard for them to do that now, because things are more and more transparent and you can just see right through it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I want you to know that that is a concern. That was a concern mom had when she was alive, because she was getting some of this information, and she's like, it's probably an ego thing. You know, it's like, but what's going to happen to me? You know? And it was more like, what will I lose my personality? That was, that's the part we're thinking, oh, I'm just going to be absorbed into this whole thing, and then I'm not me anymore. And that's what she kept asking questions, trying to get answers around that. And they would go so far, but they didn't, you know, they pretty much said, no, you keep your personality. It's just, you know, it's the energy that's out
here. You become the most beautiful version of yourself you possibly could even imagine.
Yeah, and anybody that's heard from her since she's passed, and, you know, we know she kept her personality. We know that she, you know, she is still her. She's just a much bigger version of her. So.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what happens. I mean, we just
heard
that. That's who you really are.
And that, to me, that's exciting news. And yeah, we're gonna probably change the way. We're not gonna be coming from a place of fear anymore. So there is no competition, there is no ego, there is no lying or shadowy stuff going on. So there wouldn't be any reason to do those things. But we're also going to make decisions that we collectively know are for the greater good for everyone, and not necessarily so selfish. The selfish decisions do come from the fear base.
Right.
So, you know, that will shift, but it's going to be an amazing shift, and we get to be ourselves. So yes. Could you imagine even more of this, what we do here, Julia? So if any of the 7, 8, 10 people that were listening to us on Facebook are still able to hear us, thank you for hanging in. And for those who are listening on BBS Radio, thank you
so much. Yeah. And okay, so we're going to go ahead and sign off, but Tracy, how can people find you? Just remind them.
Oh, yes, please come to tracymahan.com. And I'm on social media. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. So come find me on any of those places. And Julia, how about classes? I know a lot of people ask me about becoming a practitioner. So talk to people a little bit about how that works right now.
Yeah, and that's, I'll give you a very short thing, but if you want to be a QHHT practitioner, just go to QHHTofficial.com and you'll see information on how to do our level one online course. We have all of our classes right now are online because we are unable to travel. We usually do all classes all over the world, but this has come out of necessity. We had our level one online before, but we were still doing some live classes, and now we switched our other levels of classes to be online as well, so that everyone can still take part in them. And it's gone so well. My hope is that we keep it going because it's so attainable by people.
I have heard so much good feedback about the level two being online. You know, people are really getting that deeper, richer ability to, like you were talking about, they can go back and review it. They can go back and re-listen to a piece if they got distracted or something and missed it. And we all know, I know I've done it, but yeah, you know, you can go back, you can re-listen to it if you need to, or a discussion or something that you've said in the live portions and stuff. And so what a value that is. Uh-huh. And then of course the voice coaching and different things that's all been raved about from what I can understand from the ones I've talked to. So
yeah, fantastic. It's been going great. And so anyway, we have those, and so you just go there if you want. But what's wonderful, if you're not familiar with QHHT, is this is a hypnosis technique that my mother developed. She found it. She developed it over 40 years of work with thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And then she was guided to start teaching the method. And so that's how it got to this place. And then I was teaching with her for over 10 years and then when she passed. And then I, you know, kept it going. By that point, it really felt like a mission. You know, at first it was like, okay, I have a contract with my mother. It felt like that. You know, it's like we're working together and everything. And then it switched and took on a mission feel. Like this is bigger than me. It's bigger than my mother. It's bigger than, you know, this is a much bigger thing here. And what's so wonderful about QHHT is you are helping people to find themselves, really, to understand who they really are and to see who they really are. And we're teaching them because when they have a session, they are learning how to communicate, make contact with their higher self and to get all their answers. What is better than that? I mean, that is so fantastic. And that's really what we're doing. And then once they make that contact in a session and they see how this works, then they learn. They know how to do it consciously. And this is what we're being told all the time. Remember, we're told we have the answers within. And it's like, go within to get your answers. But we're not really, you know, we have meditation. They usually say meditation or thing. Well, this is like a deeper form. We have a direct line to that part of ourselves that has all the answers. So that's what we're doing with people, is helping them to remember this connection. Yep. And that they can go there.
You're getting connected to that part of yourself that not only knows everything that you need to, you know, need to navigate, but it is that part of you. It is the one connection you can make that wants everything for you. You know, it's like the, that part of you that wants you to succeed and have the best life you could possibly have. Right. You know, that's, it's the part that, that everybody needs to connect to remember that they do deserve a good life. They do deserve it. It is them that should have it. And that it is okay to take, you know, to have and receive and accept that. And they are worthy and loved.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Wonderful.
So, yeah. Yeah. And you just go to QHHT official, or you can go to DoloresCannon.com as well. And there'll be a link over to that page to find out.
And I know people love it when I say, talk to me a little bit about Soul Speak.
Okay. And Soul Speak was something that I was guided to do from within mom's material that she was getting as this information, this higher level of knowledge was coming through people's higher selves. We were learning that, you know, it's not normal to be sick. It's not normal to have aches and pains. It's not normal to have diseases. That's not an aging, nor aging isn't normal. I mean, these are not natural things for the body. These are just things that, one, aging is a belief. I'll just tell you that right now, okay? But these illnesses, these aches and pains and all these things that happen, these are messages from our higher selves because we don't listen. Like, see, we don't notice the Tracy over there going, hey, this way, and we go this way.
That way.
And so we go this way, and so then, and if we just won't listen to them, then they're going to have to find some way to get our attention and get us to listen. And if we won't listen in any other way, we won't pay attention to that Tracy over there. We won't pay attention to all the other things they keep putting in our paths to say, no, not this way, not this way. Then they're going to go to the body and they're going to, and that will get our attention, right? If you have pain, you're going to pay attention. So, yeah. And that's what came through. And so then with that information, we also got, it's like where the body part, well, one, we know it's a message. Okay. Now it's deciphering and translating what the message is. And that's what, my book, I wrote the book first and then I was guided to create it into an online course. And that's what I've done now. And it's, it goes deeper. It kind of broadens out, even more how these messages relay and what they're doing. So, but it's just translating the whole system. So we really, really get it. This is yeah. What's going on. You know, you're not, you don't have to be sick if you don't want to be. You don't have, this is a message that's just being relayed to you. Once you understand the message, it goes away. Once you understand it and you act on it, it goes away. There is no need for it. So yeah. It's very simple. There is no need for the message once you have received it and have acted on it. And so then it will heal. And that's why we get miraculous healings. And I go, ah, and I do that because, you know, we make it like it's, oh my gosh, it's such a miracle. And it's like, no, you finally understood.
Yes. You got the message.
You got the message. That's all it was.
Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, I always tend to bring things to a computer. You know, if your computer's got a virus, it's going to pop up a little thing. Or if it's got something going on or you disconnected from the internet, it's going to pop up something and show you, right? So then you got to figure out how to navigate that to get it back on track and get your internet going again or whatever's happening. Mm-hmm. Our bodies are like those little computers. They're just saying, hey, bing, 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 over here.
Yeah. Oh. Attention, please.
Yeah. You got to clear your throat a lot. What are you not saying? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you need to say and you're not saying it?
And you'll watch Julia and I do that in the shows. We'll be like, oh, man, I've been clearing my throat. What is it I need to say?
Yep, yep.
So, yeah, we do that. We are good demonstrators of the process when needed.
Especially, you
know. I think we volunteer a lot. Those are the good old days. That was the past. Now I'm perfectly healthy, strong, vibrant, alive, communicate perfectly.
You just need to do that so that I could use it in my course.
Yes.
Isn't she sweet?
That's so nice like that.
That's a really good friend.
Yeah. I do it for you, but you know, now you got the course, thank God. And we're done with that, right?
Absolutely. Anyway, if you want more information on the course, or if it resonates with you to become a certified practitioner to help other people, help yourself, whatever you want to do with it, you can take this course. And that's at juliacannon.com.
Woohoo! Yay. All right. I think that's it. I think we covered it.
Yeah.
All right, you guys.
Love you.
Not next week. I might be in Florida.
She's traveling more than I traveled now during this shutdown.
I know. Shout out to Stacy coming to see her for her birthday. Yeah, so we'll get back to you. I think our next show we have a guest. So we have Marilyn or Diane coming on. And those are the two, the grand finales, as you might say.
Although we've added some more level threes now. So we can, you know, as we keep adding, we'll keep pulling them in.
We'll keep bringing them in.
As they keep coming on.
We're really growing. Yes, we got to get the new ones on here as well. But yeah, so the next show we'll be bringing on one of the fabulous Diane or Marilyn. I can't remember which one. So, until then, you guys, be good, behave, be kind, be you, all the good stuff.
Be you authentically.
There you go.
Yeah.
You heard it here first or whenever.
In love, you are safe.
Very much.
Bye.
All right. Bye, everyone.